Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.
Now, MND. Three small letters, one awful disease. The terminal condition afflicts around 350 people at any one time in this country, and this month sees a campaign which calls on us all to become more aware about it, and also to drink tea for MND and fundraise for the Irish Motor Neurone Disease Association. The face of their campaign this month is Michael Clancy from Kilrush, who says in its strapline that, quote, "I know I sound drunk, but that's because I have motor neurone disease." So as you can see, a sense of humour in spite of that, one that you'll also hear throughout this interview which we recorded in recent days. Michael began by telling me that while he was diagnosed last year, he was first given an indication that he may have motor neurone disease in 2015.
Being the typical Irish male, I hid or tried to hide most of my ailments, but I've put them down to wear and tear and old age. And I'd say at this stage, I would have it over 5 years. Because I remember noticing little things, like my balance was beginning to go a little bit. I was having problems coming down a ladder or a stairs. My grip of tools was beginning to fade a little bit. And then, slightly later, I noticed my voice was beginning to sound at the time a bit off. So I reverted to my old drama days and started introducing a pause while I was speaking. Now, some people may have thought, God, he's very important in himself. In reality, it was more to gather myself and the strength to actually make myself understood, you know.
So it started to impact you that way. I still would imagine, though, that when you were given the indication more so than the diagnosis, that it came as a huge shock, or certainly a huge blow.
That was a massive setback, in that at the time when the doc said MND, the blinds came down and the rest of the conversation went out the window. But again, being a typical male, I went home and Googled it. And Dr. Google can be very good at times, but it can be also very bad, in that what I read really set me back. It was 3 to 5 years. You know, so I went into a kind of a tailspin for at least half a week. I was driving around for about 4 days in tears, you know.
Of course.
I didn't know how long I would have, what effect it would have on me, but what my family would do after I was gone, how they would manage and that kind of thing.
You described going into a tailspin. You seem more chipper now, so I hope you got out of that tailspin.
I did, actually. I went to a friend of mine who happened to be in Kilkee for the weekend, and I called around to him, and he's in the medical trade, shall we say. He's not a doctor, but I told him my experience and what I'd been told, and he said straight away, worst possible thing you could have done, you're aged, you know. Which I prefer that kind of honesty.
Straightforward,
you know.
Yeah.
He said, I can show you right now on the internet, on Google, where it'll prove that smoking is good for you. So with that, I kind of calmed down a bit, you know.
And presumably at some point, well, obviously you had your diagnosis confirmed subsequently, but you were given probably clearer details on the prognosis for yourself.
Yes. I went with Professor Orla Hardiman in Beaumont, and she interviewed me and examined me, and then broke it to me that you definitely have MND, but you will have a normal life expectancy in that MND will not kill you. You'll die from something else. It's the variant I have. It's semi-benign in that it's very, very slowly progressing. The normal ALS is quite aggressive. They call MND the 1,000-day disease because generally between diagnosis and demise, it's 1,000 days or less, more or less, you know.
But for you, it would be a bit different.
Yes, thankfully.
Thankfully,
normally, when you get health bad news, one of your first questions will be, how long? You know, and you will get the usual platitudes. Oh, it depends on various things, it's very complicated. If the moon shines on Tuesday night and if it doesn't rain between the showers, blah-de-blah.
Yeah.
Basically, how long is a piece of string? So when the professor said to me, you won't die from MND, the only way I can describe it is she actually handed me a ball of twine instead of a piece of string. In other words, find the ends of that. It'll take a while.
Which is obviously much better than you would have feared. And certainly,
yes,
when you talked about going on to Dr. Google, it's a big difference. The disease, though, it's still a truly horrific and brutal and evil, evil condition. And it is having an impact on your life. That's fair to say.
It is, even now. You know, May 2016, I had to give up working because I felt not safe enough to enter somebody's house or premises and go about measuring for blinds or whatever, because I have issues with stairs or ladders or even clutter on the floor around my immediate vicinity. Like, it would take very, very little to actually trip me up.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
And do you notice the disease still progressing?
Not quite so. Yeah, I seem to be in a kind of a semi-stable state right now. Maybe it is progressing.
I notice
different ailments in different parts of my body, but...
But do you fear that it will progress? I would.
Fear is useless. It will progress. I know that. The way I'm dealing with it is I will stay doing what I can for as long as I can. My aim is to stay as independent as possible for as long as possible.
I guess when I say that I would be afraid of the disease progressing, what I mean is that I would be afraid of what it would take away from me, what it would do to me, and what I couldn't do anymore.
It has taken from me up to now, and it will take an awful lot more. But One thing I do hope, and I believe it'll never take from me, is my sense of humour.
You can joke about your own motor neurone disease.
Of course.
Pretty much nothing else. You're pretty much doing all right. How does it change your perspective on life? I mean, you effectively, I mean, you still got an awful hand, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't as bad as you had feared. So maybe you can take a positive spin on it and say, hey, this could be much worse, and enjoy life as much as you can.
My mum, God bless her, and Bed of Heaven tour had a saying for most situations in life, you know. One of the things she might have said when somebody is getting above themselves, people plan and God smiles. You can make all of the biggest plans in the world, but if it's for you, it won't pass you. So if you're going down, you're going down. But it'll earn every single ounce of me.
You won't give up without a fight?
No. I meet people and they tell me, God, you're looking great. You're in good form. And I tell them my glass is half full. But at times I find it hard to believe it myself. But I reckon when I'm not looking, some bugger takes my glass and replaces it with a smaller one, which is why it stays half full.
Speaking of glasses, the tagline that's been put in some of the ads with regards to the campaign you've been taking part in, I know I sound a bit drunk.
Yes.
But tea is the only thing I've been drinking. Your speech has obviously changed. You talked about that already. Has it changed how people treat you? How they view you?
If somebody has never met me before and I don't have my pimp stick... as my family call it.
That's a walking stick that Michael's holding up, by the way. But is it a kind of a greyhound or a fox or something that's on the top?
A horse's
head. It is a horse, sorry. Yes, much better. That's your pimp stick, by the way, to explain.
Yes. yeah, I've got to pick the bright side of things. If people meet me and for the first time and I have to stand up or, you know, something like that and have to say something, the obvious assumption is he's unsteady on his feet, his voice is slurred, obviously he's had a drink or three or four or more, you know.
Yeah.
It's a natural assumption.
And do you correct people? Does it bother you?
No.
Let them think you're having the crack.
Yeah, why not?
But it's interesting that you say the only thing you drink is tea, because this month is Motor Neurone Disease Awareness Month, and it is a time of the year where we're being encouraged to host tea mornings, to drink tea for MND, and you're telling your story as part of that campaign.
Yes. If by me bearing my soul, warts and all, collects even €1 for the association, it's an act well done, in that the association is the only organization in the country that helps people living with MND, their carers and their family. With support, and it's practical support with equipment and help at home and wherever, you know. Over 86% of the funding in the association is got through donations and fundraising.
And I've seen in other cases some of the very practical supports that are given to people who may have a more shall we say, a further progressed MND than yourself, where you have iPads or machines to help you talk and motorised wheelchairs and other supports as well. And it does make life much more bearable for those people as well. And it does make a very big difference. I've seen the work firsthand, basically, of the association, and I'm sure you have as well.
I have, and that's the objective, to make life as bearable and comfortable as possible. Indeed. For as long as possible.
If you can help out and organise a tea morning for drink tea for MND, you can email them at fundraising@imnda.ie. You can call them 1800 403 403, and if you can't organise a tea day, you can also make a donation by texting MND to 50300. Texts cost €2 with a minimum of 163 going to the charity. I hope that, and I'm certain, by the way, but by speaking out, you'll get an awful lot more than that €1 that you've just mentioned, by the way. So don't be selling yourself short. But I hope your chipper spirit, and I hope whatever else it is that keeps that evil disease inside you down, means that you've got a lot of happy, healthy years to come.
Hopefully. And it doesn't have to be tea. It can be coffee or water. They say water is a lovely drink when taken in the right spirit.
Well done. Michael Clancy, a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for joining us this
morning. Pleasure, mine.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.